Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. This is interesting. This is about the youth, this segment, and the use of the words 6-7.
Oh.
And Biggie was just telling us he's playing. Now, last time we checked in on Biggie's video game habits, he was a SWAT commander who would...
Cleaning up the... What's the name of the city?
Los.
Alamos?
No.
Sueños?
Los Sueños.
You would go into convenience stores being robbed in Los Sueños and accidentally shoot convenience store managers.
Yep, I was a SWAT team member who made a few mistakes.
Sounds like since you can't remember...
I shot everybody, Chief. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the guilty were in there somewhere.
Yeah, take no prisoners, take them out.
No prisoners.
Yeah, I lost some points for that.
Yeah, no criminals, though. I mean, you got them all. You know, yeah, you got some bystanders, fine. But you say that you've moved on from that. You can't even remember the name of Los Sueños, which you protected for months.
I've definitely moved on. My mind is elsewhere now.
What are you in now?
I've joined the armed forces in Battlefield 6.
You've enlisted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for this.
Is this set in fantasy world or a real thing?
This isn't set in the future. Mm-hmm. You're kind of fighting all different places around the world. Now, I'm playing online, which is something I normally don't do.
With others.
And sometimes I'm on the good side. Sometimes I'm on the, what they call the other side, mm-hmm. trying to take over the cities.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But you never know. When you join, you just get switched back and forth.
You can't control that?
No, you don't really pick a side, because what I'm doing is this game called Breakthrough, where you're just trying to kill as many people as you can, protect your city, and gain points.
Great.
Oh yeah,
nice.
I'm moving up through the ranks.
I love it.
It's all about getting new things for your guns. You know, the more you get ranked up, the more accessories you get for the guns.
Terrific.
Oh yeah, this is how I'm spending much of my time, and I don't play things online.
But you do now.
So does that mean you're in a community?
Yeah, but I haven't accepted. I don't have any friends. I don't know anybody. I don't know what I'm doing, so I just try to stay anonymous. I've already had one very embarrassing situation with my microphone that I didn't know was on.
Oh.
What'd you say?
I didn't know that on the PlayStation 5 controller that it has its own little microphone.
Oh.
And apparently when I started Battlefield 6, it just automatically was on.
And what'd you say?
Well, someone heard me have a full conversation with my mother. Hey, Mom. Yeah, just playing a little video games. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was out at CVS the other day.
Oh, man.
And I had muted the TV. Well, when I unmuted the TV, clear as day, I hear somebody come on and say, turn off your blanking mic. And I'm like, because I was, you know, clogging up the stream of the guys who do know what they're doing.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, he's still a jerk at work.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, I think I'll go in. No, the knee hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 2 minutes late, and he docked me. He hollered at the boss the other day last week that I was late by 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Biggie was late.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Pop, 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 pop.
Can you Venmo me 50?
Bam, 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 bam. So, and you're saying that many of those you're playing with are younger.
Yes. In fact, the thing that has come after 1 week, this is the biggest game out there right now, mm-hmm. apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And I've played the original Battlefield we're talking years ago, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. So they're calling now, it's been a long time since they put out a new one. They're calling us, the older guys in our 40s, battle dads.
You're a battle dad.
Yes.
Yeah, because I can see that.
We're in the way of the kids because the kids jump around and just shoot. Like, I mean, they fly in, slide in. I've been murdered so many times.
Because of them.
You know what that sounds like.
That's Leroy Jenkins.
Yes.
Even I know that reference.
Leroy Jenkins!
Just learned it recently. That's going in full throttle, not waiting for your team.
Where I'm more strategic.
Leroy Jenkins!
You know, I'll have my gun, I'll take a corner, I'll take a peek around a corner before but by the time I peek, I'm getting shot in the head from behind. Some dude killed me with a sledgehammer the other day. I didn't even know that was possible.
All the nerve to kill you with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, I was posted up on a roof with my sniper rifle. I'm like, I'm going to get some of these dudes. Next thing I know, I'm dead, and it always cuts away and shows you somebody standing above you. It's this dude just holding a sledgehammer.
Now, I'm going to sound dumb here because I know nothing about electronics or the world of video games. Is he on your team or is he an enemy?
He's opposite.
Now, how did he let him sneak up on you, Biggie?
I don't know. I can't figure. That's what I mean. These kids are so good.
There's that, yeah.
Yeah, they're that. You know, I killed 10 people in a match the other day, and I about cried because I was like double digits.
What?
And then I look on these people, you know, they're like,
I thought I had 100. PTSD.
Yeah, 52. I was crying when it came. Yeah. Well,
I've never been prouder.
It sticks with you, you know, yeah. It does. So, and you're saying these kids use the terms 6-7 and
anytime a match is over, yeah. If you look at the little chat log, it's 6-7 and something, everyone says GG, which I believe is gang gang. So we'll be like, gang gang, 6-7. It's just something.
I guess I should stop asking.
The slang, we don't know. Now, this is why, 6-7, and this is, if you don't know this, middle schoolers, high schoolers, they use that term, it means nothing. But when it's said, they all go nuts. They're like, and they'll go, 6-7. You know, that, they say it in that way.
Yeah.
So now it's causing problems in the world of collegiate athletics. And in this one, yes. There's a woman named Liv Cleary. She is a reporter for KEZI Television. And she was doing part of the broadcast for a recent Oregon State game. She's out
there in Corvallis.
Out there in Corvallis. That's the TV station's in Corvallis. So she's on the concourse. Now, I myself, you know, I worked local TV many years ago.
But how many years ago? 6-7?
More than that. More than that.
How many months were you there?
6-7. So she goes to the game, and she's on the concourse, so fans are behind her. And you remember the infamous Garth Brooks concert that I attended. And after the show was over, I was in the parking lot hours after the show. Everybody's left except for, 15 drunks. And as soon as
and one TV truck.
And me. And the TV light comes on, because we wait till 11:30 to do the report. The light comes on, and I say, well, Garth Brooks put on a show. And behind me, they're all like, yeah, they're screaming. Now, 6-7 wasn't a thing then. This woman is doing her report, and there are two.
How many people behind her?
There's probably about 7 or 8 people, but
I teed you up.
6 or 7 people, right? And one was in particular making some noise. One or two were really giving her problems. This is the whole report from Corvallis.
You can definitely tell there is a new play caller in town. The offense is looking, 1 second. The offense is looking a lot more versatile. They're getting their tight end in there with more reps. Still seem really characteristic with the running game, but definitely seeing a lot more passes from Malik Murphy to Trent Walker. And I think even though the game is tied, the offense has looked entirely different, and we'll see how it goes through the second half of this game.
6-7! 6-7! No! No! 6-7!
Stop!
6-7!
22 years old, by the way.
That's his friend saying, stop. He's 22 years old. I think when there's silence, when she's not talking, she's taking a question from a
reporter or back in the studio.
Back in the studio. She's got her finger on her earpiece, and they're just, 6-7.
What are we doing?
She's remarkably composed. Yeah. Got a hand to her.
Yeah. What?
Did she say, I'll be with you in a moment at one point?
She said, 1 second, please. Because one guy was getting in front of the camera going 6-7. So she had to move him out of the way. The other guy was behind her saying 6-7.
You know, back when Kelly was doing television, you would have had at least one person with you. I guarantee you she was by herself. I bet she set up her own phone and camera on a tripod. And that's why there was no one there to intervene.
You're right. At that infamous Garth Brooks show, my photojournalist.
That's fancy.
Held up a hand and said,
hey, he's reporting.
Away.
No, he's doing a terrible job of it.
We will not have it.
Put me on TV.
When the camera light comes on, man, they're moths to it. Kathy, you know what GG means in Big E's video game. The kids are saying GG. What does it mean?
It's always meant good game.
Good game. Oh. Okay.
See,
I Googled GG. It said gang gang. I'm like, I don't know what the hell that means.
Good game makes sense. Okay, that's right.
That's sportsmanship.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Thank you, Kathy. Next time I touch tips with my pickle pals, I'm going to say GG. GG, GG. And only young Devin will know. Only Devin, Soda Pop Devin. Will. He's young.
It would be fun to get some of those meta glasses that Biggie referred to, the ones that they look like regular glasses, but they have cameras in them.
Mm-hmm.
And tell your son GG the next time you see him. Yeah. Watch his reaction, record it.
Yeah, he'd be very surprised at that, I'm sure, if I said something like that.
Mm-hmm. I bet if the kids on my team could kill me, they would, because I'm just in the way.
Yeah, friendly fire.
Luckily, you can't do that, yeah.
Not allowed?
Frag him?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Or they just push me out of the tank.
They'll have to.
Y'all saw a platoon.
Yeah. Without a doubt, they'd kill me.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah. Yep. Sometimes you don't even get a choice. It'll just elect you squad leader. And that's like what I hate. I'm like, oh God, I'm squad leader.
Oh.
Because it's like, do you want to send, you know, tell your squad what to do? And I'm always like, just tell them to do whatever.
Oh man.
I don't know leadership. What I'm doing.
I bet somebody's going to hack into the game so they can kill you.
I'm really shocked they haven't just booted me out yet.
Yeah, it is. Do you know, this is about the youth. We have a friend here. I don't even know how to describe her. She works here. She has a son in the 8th grade. Okay. And she told me the other day, now I've never seen anything like this. She was, for whatever reason, she had her son's phone in her hand, and he has the Cash app, and it had $33 in it. And she doesn't use Cash app, and neither does her husband. And whenever they give him money, it's either in cash or through Venmo. So she says, why do you have Cash app? And how is there $30-something in there? And he said, the girls pay me $2 to touch my furry legs. And she said, what?
You got to back that way up.
They all have Cash App. So he downloaded Cash App, and one of the girls started a trend because his legs are the furriest in his grade. And they want to touch his furry legs. And he said, I'll let you, but it'll cost you $2. So they pay $2 a piece to touch his furry legs. And so far, he's made $38 and spent $5. So that's why he has $33 in his Cash App. Yeah. He's letting young girls touch his legs, rub his legs for $2 a throw. And I don't think that's ever been done. I don't know.
You couldn't. If you had told me 2 days ago that I would hear that sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have laughed at you.
It's a little prostitute-y.
You're not guaranteed to be on the pole.
Right.
I mean, it's tougher for dudes, but I'm not saying it's impossible. The chances aren't zero, as they say.
And he's like, hey, it's good money, and all I'm doing is sitting there anyway. I don't mind him touching my legs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not. I mean, it's OnlyFans.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
but
so.
But it's more hands-on OnlyFans. You're not technically a hua.
No.
Which is the dirty word.
I think I'd be more alarmed if I was the parents of the girls.
Who were paying?
Yeah, because I bet their parents probably can see their Cash App. So it'd be like, what did you pay $2 for? And it's like, oh, I wanted to touch so-and-so's legs. I'd be alarmed.
But if you were said girl, would you just say, I bought a snack?
Of course. That's what I'd say. I bought a candy bar.
Yeah.
But
You can put a reason and it says touching legs.
I wouldn't put that. I don't think you can write down.
I put bag of Lays.
Yeah, I would too. But it shows who it goes to. So
it does.
It's not like going to a vending machine. It's going to this kid.
Oh.
Haven't
we heard tons of kids will buy snacks and gum at Costco and then turn around and sell it at their schools?
My daughter does that.
I thought so.
My daughter.
One of the ladies upstairs, her son did the same thing.
Well, my daughter is always, when my wife goes to Costco or Target, where she said, get me some gum. And I was like, how much gum are you chewing? She goes, I sell it for $2 a stick. I mean, she sells it, or $1 a stick of gum.
Markup.
Yeah.
Big time.
Now, I'm glad to see that still going. That was happening. You know, I sold Jolt Cola in middle school, so that I'm glad to see that still going.
We never did that in our school either.
Really?
And something about it seems wrong to me, you know, to go in with the idea. Now, it's one thing if I have something you want, just happenstance, you say, I'll give you $5.
Well, here's your chance to put your foot down.
I haven't. I said to her, you really shouldn't do that. She's like, come on. And then she did it anyway. That's the parenting that I display. I said,
you should write a book.
I wish you wouldn't write.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Oh, okay.
So the obtuse dad.
She still does. Yeah. And I said, okay, that's fine. But at least.
Does she sell every day, or is like Friday sale day, or regardless?
Every day. She takes in gum, sells it a buck a stick.
How dumb/desperate must you be to buy a stick of gum for $2 or a dollar?
Desperate, I guess. But, you know, it's like the airport. You know, you can't get out and get it at the regular price. You have to get it for whatever.
Well, no, but I mean, sometimes if you're going to be on an airplane for 7 hours, you're going to need food.
Right, but I'm saying you can't go somewhere else. I mean, you could stop ahead of time, I suppose. But when you're there, you have to. You're in school. There's nowhere else to get it.
Can you chew gum in class? We could not. It was not allowed. We could not have gum at our school.
Not allowed in our class. But, you know, we couldn't even have water in our classroom.
We had water fountains.
Now they have a bottle of water. Oh, my God. If you don't
have a Starbucks and a Yeti tumbler or a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, everything. You know, my wife was saying that they've joked about making a bingo card for the students, like what you hear in the classroom. And what beyond there is water bottle spill and binder explosion. That's when you drop your binder and all the papers go everywhere.
Oh, God, yeah.
Binder explosion.
I love that term.
Yeah. And it's, is such and such going to be on the test? Or, I mean, it was like that. One teacher said, here are all the things we should put, 6-7.
Yeah.
I mean, was leading the way. I read a thing about, who's the actress? Mary Steenburgen. She's on Ted Danson's podcast because they're married. And she was saying that one time her son, when he was in high school, his friends were over and put in a VHS tape while he was not in the room of her doing a nude scene. She had done a nude scene. And when he came back in the room, there was his mother naked on camera. That'd be a problem too, wouldn't it? He was like, guys, come on. Gross. Yeah. His name's Charlie, and his name's Charlie McDowell, and his friends were watching the nude scene in a movie called Melvin and Howard with his mother full frontal nudity on the screen. I would really have a problem with that.
Yeah,
don't you think?
But as a teen, you know, or that's probably the most fascinating thing.
But you could do it in the privacy of your own. You don't have to do it with him around. You know, was
yeah, no, yeah. Well, I was going to say, but you kind of want to prank him into that.
It's the only time to do it,
I guess. Well, that's exactly
your mom's a MILF.
That's exactly what they did.
Mom's naked on screen.
I'm drawn to Mary.
Look at that bush.
Oh, geez.
Oh yeah, you know that was sad.
Oh my
gross.
God.
Gross. What is that?
Oh, if they said that, and your mother is
bush,
on the...
Bush.
Oh, stop it. That's horrible. There's too much pubic hair being discussed on this.
Well, last week it was the fake stuff on the panties. The Kim Kardashian panties.
Yeah, the Kardashian panties.
I finally saw those. That is a lot of
bush. It's an aggressive panty.
It is.
Way more than I expected, as you
exactly.
Said.
I don't know why I expected something subtle. And
it's basically the whole front area.
A great question was asked by our former colleague. You know, Dave was all into this. He's like, yeah. Check out the bush on this Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
So, y'all see these new panties?
So the question became, can you donate? Because I'm shaving my body hair anyway.
Send it over to Kim K Labs.
You know what?
Yeah.
Is it real?
At Kim K Labs.
You know,
we take only the finest human hair and ship it to Singapore where these 3-year-olds sew all day and night.
I feel like if it's going to waste anyway.
Yeah.
We didn't invent the Merkin. We made it better.
I'm getting ready to shave my body hair today.
What?
Today,
for the fall?
Yeah, today for the fall, I'm getting ready to shave my body. I've been lax on it. And now I'm getting to the point where it's starting to itch. So today's the day I'm going to shave my body hair.
I did that. I had shaved my face in forever.
I know. I noticed.
I finally shaved it because the itch gets to you.
Well, my chest right now.
Yeah.
Get a little itch here and there. And I thought, you know, I better do a full body shave today. And if I could, I can catch it in paper towels and send it to Kim Kardashian.
Burt Reynolds just shaking his head from heaven.
If she's paying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I bet
$2 to touch.
$2.
Yeah, make sure she's paying because otherwise I think that's just a threat.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Kim, we got some body hair in an envelope here. We're going to call the FBI.